Here's a question for you. Were we not warned? Oil tankers in the Black Sea, it's a problem yet to be solved. Consumers are flocking to rent the runway, but still, that company is losing money. Investors are giddy about what is supposed to be good news, but is it? Ford has found a way to cut some staff and help them make a pension decision. New York Times workers are out on strike and what that means. Ice cream news from Italy and Iowa. We've got the Wall Street Report, and TikTok is banned in yet another state. It's the Business News Headlines. Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The Business News is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. FocusandFind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are along for the ride again today. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter morning, noon, and night? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it seems like we were warned about this. The Keystone Pipeline has been shut down due to a leak in the system. Canada's TC Energy said it launched an emergency shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline system at 9 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday after alarms were triggered and pressure dropped in the system. The company said the system remains shut down as crews actively respond and work to contain and recover the oil. The company said the oil leaked into a creek located about 20 miles south of Steel City, Nebraska. It's not yet clear how much oil has leaked. No timetable has been given for restarting the Keystone Pipeline. That's a 2,700-mile system that delivers mostly Canadian oil to major refineries across America. The pipeline, by the way, can transport more than 600,000 barrels of oil each day. The Keystone Pipeline has experienced leaks in the past, including one in South Dakota in 2016 and another one in 2019 in North Dakota that impacted nearly 5 acres. Opponents have long warned about these leaks and the fragile lands that surround it. Crude oil, by the way, surged on the news before continuing its free fall. Say, as long as we're reporting on oil, there seems to be a problem in the Black Sea. CNN is reporting that a bottleneck is building across an important trading route for oil, which, if left unresolved, could knock global supply and boost prices at a fragile moment for energy markets. As of Thursday, 16 oil tankers traveling south from the Black Sea were waiting to cross the Bosporus Strait into the Sea of Marmara, an increase of 5 from Tuesday. A further 9 tankers were waiting to cross southbound from the Sea of Marmara through the Dardanelles Strait into the Mediterranean. The snarl up in waterways controlled by Turkey, which Turkish officials say is mostly affecting crude oil shipments destined for Europe, has caught the attention of the UK and US government officials, who are now in talks with Ankara to resolve the growing impasse. The snag is linked to a Western price cap on Russian oil that came into effect on Monday. The cap is supposed to limit the Kremlin's revenues without adding to stress on the global economy by reducing supply. But Turkey is insisting that vessels prove they have insurance that will pay out in light of the new sanctions before allowing them to pass through the straits linking the Black Sea and the Mediterranean. You know what? It's always something. Rent the Runway posted a 30% increase in sales for the third quarter, but it's still losing money. Consumers looking for bargains and ways to look good have been flocking to the subscription clothing service, but still, the company posted a net loss of over $36 million last quarter. Rent the Runway's stock has plunged nearly 75% this year, even after accounting for recent gains. The company announced a restructuring back in September, laying off 24% of its staff in the process. Well, the markets bounced back up on the day, cutting into a five-day skid. Why? Well, the job market seems to be cooling off, and while that is great news for the bankers and traders, it's not so great for working Americans. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. So, the question is, what are investors so giddy about when it comes to the job market? Well, data show the number of Americans filing claims for jobless benefits increased modestly last week, while unemployment rolls hit a 10-month high toward the end of November. Remember, all of this is supposed to be good news. The Ford Motor Company has found another way to cut staff. The Detroit Free Press is reporting that Ford sent out an email to retirement-eligible salaried employees in September with a warning and a bit of advice about retiring this year to maximize a lump sum pension payment. The company confirmed that approximately 1,000 employees elected to retire by the December 1 deadline. In part, the memo said that rising interest rates in 2022 will trigger a significant drop in the potential payout for those who choose the lump sum pension option next year. The lump sum for 2023, according to the Ford memo, would decrease by an estimated 20 to 25% relative to the lump sum values that Ford employees would get if they took it in 2022. So, for example, if someone is looking at a $500,000 lump sum payout in 2022, the loss next year could be in the range of $100,000 to $125,000. Nothing to sneeze at. Retirees who opt for the traditional monthly pension wouldn't see a change based on higher interest rates or inflation. Many pensions don't include cost of living adjustments that would boost a monthly pension check based on inflation, like Social Security does. Choosing a lump sum payout is an option, not a requirement. Well, we told you about this earlier. The Associated Press is reporting that more than 1,000 New York Times journalists and other staff walked off the job for 24 hours on Thursday, frustrated by contract negotiations that have dragged on for months in the newspaper's biggest labor dispute in more than 40 years. Hundreds of reporters, editors, photographers, and other employees picketed outside the newspaper's office near Manhattan's Times Square. With a hollowed-out newsroom, the Times was relying on international and non-union staffers to deliver content to its more than 9 million worldwide subscribers until the strike ends at 12:01 a.m. on Friday. The News Guild of New York went through with its pledge to strike after the two sides failed to reach a deal in marathon negotiations that broke off on Wednesday evening. The sides remain far apart on issues involving wages, remote work policies, and a performance review system which the union says is racially based. The current contract expired back in March of 2021, and the union has accused the company of dragging its feet on negotiations. Ferrero, a confectionery giant, started as a family-owned pastry shop in Alba, Italy, way back in 1946. Today, it's the home to household name brands such as Nutella, Kinder, Tic Tac, Butterfinger, Crunch, Baby Ruth, Keebler, Famous Amos Cookies, and of course, Ferrero Chocolate Truffles, among others. And the brand isn't done expanding either. This week, the Ferrero Group announced the newest additions to its portfolio, Halo Top and Blue Bunny, via a press release. The Ferrero Group is acquiring Wells Enterprises, which owns ice cream brands and Bomb Pop popsicles. The deal is a merger of two family companies, both of which express excitement for the future growth potential that this new transition allows. Since its founding way back in 1913, when it delivered ice cream on a wagon, Wells has emerged as the largest family-owned and operated ice cream company on the contemporary market. Today, Wells cranks out over 200 million gallons of ice cream each year. The sheer scale of Wells Lamar's Iowa, population 10,500, by the way, has led the city to be named the unofficial ice cream capital of the world. CEO and founding member Mike Wells will serve as a liaison for the transition and maintain Wells Enterprise standalone business in Lamar's, which will stay in operation after the Ferrero purchase. Well, it was a turnaround day on Wall Street as the Dow picked up 183 points to close at 33,781, while the NASDAQ added 123 points to finish the trade at 11,082, and the S&P 500 gained 29 points to end the day at 3963. Oil? Well, after surging on the news about the Keystone Pipeline, it fell back below $73 a barrel at $72.10. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with TikTok. Texas became the latest state to ban TikTok from being used on government devices due to cybersecurity concerns, joining the likes of Maryland, Nebraska, South Carolina, and South Dakota. Meanwhile, Indiana filed two lawsuits against TikTok this week, becoming the first U.S. state to sue the social media platform. One lawsuit argues that its 12-plus age rating on Apple and Google app stores is deceptive, and a tandem suit says TikTok, owned by Chinese company ByteDance, violated Indiana's consumer protection laws by failing to disclose that Chinese authorities may be able to gain access to user data. That, by the way, is a charge TikTok denies. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend, none other than James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.